It's 10 o'clock in the morning and Tyler Tilford is packing for the trip of his life. But his shoulder bag is not filled with what you'd expect.
In my carry-on right now, I have my scriptures, a Book of Mormon, in case I meet somebody on an airplane or in an airport. Give it to them, tell them some passages to read.
At 19, Tilford has recently been ordained a Mormon elder, the honored title for young men deemed worthy to preach the gospel. These two-year missions are serious business for Mormons, who believe it's imperative that every human being on earth has a chance to hear the gospel.
All done with that suitcase, finally.
Elder Tilford has saved money most of his life to pay for his mission, working on his family's farm in rural Idaho. The demands of a herd of dairy and beef cattle and the cultivation of sugar beets and potatoes has kept him on the farm.
I've never been on a plane. There was a crop duster sitting on the edge of the field once I climbed up on, but that's as close as I've come to a plane.
So, what do you think going on an airplane today?
I can't wait to get on the plane.
Today, Elder Tilford will board a plane for Sao Paulo. He is slated to proselytize in the impoverished neighborhoods of northern Brazil. For the past 5 weeks, he's been preparing for his trip here at the Missionary Training Center. He's been assigned a companion, a constant companion, Elder James Zine. They bunk in a dormitory wing with other missionaries headed for Brazil. The days have been long, starting at 6 a.m. and ending late in the evening, crammed with spiritual training, prayer, and a crash course in Portuguese.
Você está pronto?
Sim, vamos, vamos.
They're packed and ready, and it's time to drop off the luggage for the bus ride to the airport. Tilford is traveling relatively light, with a small suitcase and a garment bag. Besides scriptures, spiritual cassettes, and a camera, he packs a handful of shirts and slacks and two pairs of shoes.
Where's your bags?
Oh, there's that.
There are 3,500 young people training here. A sea of clean-cut boys in white shirts, dark ties, and slacks, the official attire of Mormon missionaries. Groups of girls move quietly down the halls in modest dresses, and they all wear name tags greeting people in the language of their destination. A playful youthfulness melds with a mood of serious purpose here, the dawning of adulthood.
Thank you.
You're good to go.
All right, who's next?
Me.
Go ahead, bring your lock and key.
Before the bus ride, we stop at the travel office. Elders and sisters eagerly line up for their passports, visas, and plane tickets.
Can we see your picture?
No,
come on, let's see it.
That's my visa picture.
That's very nice.
No, it's not.
Well, you look very happy, though. That's good.
I am very happy.
Oh, good. Now, can you say your name and where you're going?
Yes, I'm Sister Rachel Dale, and I'm going to the Brazil Ribeirão Preto Mission.
I'm Elder James Badger, and I'm going to the Cambodia Phnom Penh Mission.
Sister Biverson, I'm going to Russia Samara Mission.
Elder Cutwire, I'm Perth, Australia.
Australia rock!
With papers in hand, Elders Tilford and Zine board a bus that will take them to the airport in Salt Lake City. The bus is packed with young men and women, all traveling to Brazil today. Spirits are high. The missionaries sing a Mormon hymn in Portuguese called To Serve. The chorus goes, "Onward, ever onward, as we glory in his name. Forward, pressing forward, as a triumph song we sing." It's a battle call, this hymn, a call that can't be denied. Elder Zine believes his mission was preordained.
Before we're born, we're in a spirit world, and we actually had friends up in the spirit world, and to our best friends, we promised them that we would come down here and find them if they didn't have the gospel. And it said that the people that give us our callings are inspired to send us to where those friends are at so that we can go find them.
So do you feel prepared?
No. No, it's gonna take a lot of language training and a lot of gospel studying, but with the Lord, it's all possible.
There's some anxiety in Elder Zine's voice. These missionaries have to rely on faith, for they've all heard stories about the adversity they will face. As strangers in a strange land, they know they'll often encounter the hostility of those who resent being preached to.
Anyone unknown ask you to carry anything on the flight?
Nope.
And have any of the items that you're traveling with been out of your control?
We're now at the Salt Lake City airport, where Elder Tilford is met by his family. His parents have driven about 200 miles from their farm. Seven of his nine sisters and brothers encircle him.
Hey, Tyler, we were here before you.
I know.
This month at the training center has been Elder Tilford's first time away from family and home. He now has a couple of hours to visit and say his goodbyes. Elder Telford's mother has been through this before with two other sons, but it doesn't make it any easier.
This is a sad and happy day all at the same time. I'm really excited. He gets to go and share the beliefs of our church with the people in Brazil, and I feel really heartbroken because he'll be gone for 2 years, and it's really hard.
There are other families here with their missionaries, awkwardly huddled around their sons and daughters. Busy travelers hurry past the gates further along the concourse. The talk is generally mundane. What can you say? Two friends have planned gag gifts for their missionary, a toy scuba diver. Remember, no swimming on your mission, Elder. Then a stuffed bear. At least you'll have one thing to hug over the next 2 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're waiting for the departure of United Flight 6, first tire, we'll be ready to begin boarding.
I think it's time.
The magnitude of this trip has finally hit Tyler. His face clouds red with unbearable emotion. Tears cascade down his face. He attempts to fling them away so he can get one last glimpse of his loved ones.
Thanks, man.
He hugs each friend, brother, and sister, saving his last goodbye for Mom and Dad.
I love you. We love the healthy thing.
I will.
Tyler, you do what you know. Oh well.
I have to look down. The emotion is contagious. I focus on a droplet of tear glistening on the hard tile floor. This is a scene which has been played over and over for 150 years in Mormonism, a biblical rite of passage. Telford is the final person to board the plane. The next time his parents see Tyler Telford, he will be a man. From the open road, I'm Hal Cannon for The Savvy Traveler.